Sketch Alive. What's happening, everybody? I'm keeping it real, and I'm keeping it sexy, and I'm keeping it on the down low. So I got my prostate checked. A lot of people, I didn't put up a Facebook post or anything, but I got my prostate checked again. Guys, you have to get your prostate checked at least 4 to 5 times a year. That's what my doctor recommends, and that's what I do. Anytime I go in there for anything, he wants to check my prostate, and that's fine because I want to be careful.
Holy shit, I'm going to come.
He's always like, hey, before you go, how about a quick prostate check? And I'm like, eh, sure. You can't be too safe. And, you know, he knows what he's doing. And they're starting to get a little painful. They got this new technology now. He said it's like some kind of device that he puts up there. Instead of his finger, he's using... So I don't know what he's using, but both his hands are on my waist. It was taking a while. And I think I'm done getting it checked for a little. I think I'm going to back off, maybe get it done 2 to 3 times a year, because enough is enough. Hey, folks, what do you think about these migrants coming into the country? I like the migrants, and I like this Biden administration's policy on migrants.
Oh, man.
The more jobless people we can get from South America coming into this country, the better off we're all going to be because of racism and all that stuff. And we're going to solve that. You know what I do? I give 25% of my check every week to the illegal immigrants coming into this country. And you probably don't because you're racist. Okay? Maybe it's time for some of you people to look in the mirror and see what kind of changes you can make. You see these immigrants in New York? They're mad now. They're mad. We got the immigrants mad. You don't want to get your illegal immigrants mad, folks. You want to treat them with respect. The people that come into your country illegally. Like in New York, they get to stay in this luxury hotel for free. $500 a night hotel, they get to stay for free. They're giving them free food. They're giving them free everything. Everything. It doesn't sound bad. Folks, I am really thinking of quitting my job and becoming an illegal immigrant. I don't know why I haven't yet. Is that something I can sign up for? Because it looks pretty great.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
And now the migrants are complaining because they're kicking them out of the luxury hotel and they have to go to a facility. But it doesn't sound that bad.
When migrants first walk in after intake, they will see a recreational room set up with rows of couches, TVs, Xboxes, and board games. There will also be a phone bank so migrants can connect with family in order to find more permanent housing. Next, there is a cafeteria that will provide migrants with 3 meals a day, and snacks, coffee, and tea will be available 24/7.
Those meals are all culturally appropriate. It is South American fare. The menu rotates on a regular basis.
The meals are culturally appropriate. Okay. Make sure the meals are culturally appropriate. I want my free meals to be culturally appropriate. This is how we treat illegals. You know, if you come in the country illegally, you break the law, they give you a place to stay in a luxury hotel and feed you every day and give you free health care. And they're mad about this. The illegal immigrants are protesting now, folks. Imagine going into a country illegally and protesting that you're not getting enough free shit. I mean, is there not enough Xboxes to go around, or what's the problem, you fucks? Probably white supremacy. That's the problem. Just ask ESPN. Here's some clips from ESPN, the sports network.
You are white. I am black.
White supremacy. Slave trade.
Because you're white.
Racial discrimination. African Americans. Black women.
White privilege. White privilege. White privilege.
White people should feel a certain amount of guilt.
Black men. White analysts.
Black dude.
Racist.
White dude.
I am a black man.
My blackness. A lot of racist out there.
Racist. 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 Racist.
That's clips from the sports station. That's just ESPN Sports.
I did not know that.
That's what they, remember when they used to just read the sports scores? Yeah, and they do the sports clips. Yeah, not really into that anymore.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Not really sure who this is helping or what this is doing. Is this bringing people together? I'm not really sure what this is doing for people. But it seems to be all they talk about. Here's the United States Secretary of Transportation saying that bridges are racist.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or it would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, but that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices.
Ah, damn! The roads are racist, people! You guys are driving on roads that are racist. What do you think of that?
Wow, winning.
Idiots driving on roads that are racist? They could have Puerto Rican or black people in them on those buses. Is that what he said? So, okay. Everybody getting this? You getting that? You're all a racist piece of shit yet? You get it? Have we had enough yet? Enough race talk? That's pretty much all I see on TV is race talk. I mean, all of a sudden, right? Race talk all the time.
I don't like white people.
Enough. Christ. I just want to be a migrant. I want to play Xbox all day and have three meals, culturally appropriate meals given to me every day. I just want to be a migrant. Can I identify as a migrant? I want to identify as a Puerto Rican with a very wide cock. Can I do that? Please? What else? Well, they had the Miss America pageant a while ago, and I mean, obviously, you can't give it to a woman. You can't. You have a beauty contest. That's got to go to a transvestite, right? It's got to go to a trans person. A fat, ugly guy won the Miss America pageant. Isn't that great? It was very confusing because it wasn't even a good-looking person. He was overweight, and he just looked like maybe the janitor from your high school put an evening gown on. But there it is. Miss America has a penis. I remember a time where you couldn't even get in a beauty pageant if you had a cock and balls. That's how old I am. I mean, is this what we want?
Yes, queen.
Just don't have the pageant, if that's the way it is. So the award for the hottest woman in the country is going to an overweight guy in his 40s with a cock. Everyone want this? Is this good? Maybe it's good. I don't know. I don't really care, but it does take balls for him to enter that contest. It took balls, right? All right. Victoria's Secret. We get the flyers in the mail for Victoria's Secret from time to time. You know, the women used to be the hottest women on the planet, the perfect specimens of the female form in their prime. Is this bad? They have a Down syndrome model. Is that good?
Would you do something like
that? I mean, is this someone's weird fetish? I'm all for Down syndrome, folks. I don't know if I'm into sexualizing people with special needs, though. Is that bad? Am I wrong? I don't know. Something seems off about that. What is going on? And to be fair, this girl was by far the best-looking woman with Down syndrome I've ever seen. I'm going to be honest. For someone with Down syndrome, even though she had a very, very light case of Down syndrome, barely Down syndrome, to be fair, but does she even want to do this? Whose idea was this? I mean, it's fine. It's just a weird idea to come up with from a marketing standpoint. You know, hey, enough of these hot women selling our lingerie with beautiful bodies. What do you say we get someone with the Down syndrome, put them in a negligee, put them in the flyer? I don't know. Is that a good idea? It's a weird idea. I don't know. Hey, for the next Magic Mike movie, why don't they get, instead of male strippers, just get like 80-year-old men, Vietnam vets, who are in wheelchairs and suffer from PTSD. Would that be okay? For the male strip shows, can we get old 80-year-olds? But I mean, because everyone needs to be represented, right? Is that what we're doing? Everyone needs to be represented and everything? I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm just asking. That was brought to you by Sensodyne. Sensodyne Toothpaste, new sponsor. Hey, are you a pussy? Does regular toothpaste make your teeth hurt? Regular toothpaste too much for your teeth? Pussy. But that's fine. There's pussies out there who need Sensodyne. Because they can't handle regular toothpaste. It's too much. And, hey, are you sure it's the toothpaste and not your mental disorder? Well, either way, I want you to try Sensodyne. I mean, if toothpaste is too painful for your pussy ass, maybe just try tap water. Just use your brush and some tap water, you puss. Or maybe you need to see a dentist. Maybe you should just see a dentist and tell him where it hurts, because something's probably going on. But until then, use Sensodyne. Let's see, what else is in the news? Oh, the Chinese spy balloon. What do you think of that? Chinese spy balloon that flew across the United States that we shot down. Does anyone believe in this? I don't know. Maybe I've become jaded and cynical. Whatever. I see a news story, I don't believe it anymore. I don't know what's going on, but we shot down a Chinese spy balloon.
Gotcha, bitch.
So the Chinese were wanting to spy on us. And instead of using satellites and, you know, special cameras from space that can probably have, you know, they probably have the capabilities to zoom in and count how many nose hairs you have. Instead of using all that stuff, folks, the Chinese have all of our data already. Those nosy bastards know what you ate for lunch. So they thought, hey, the most efficient way to spy on us would be to have some slow-moving balloon made out of, it looks like it was made out of paper mache, the size of three school buses, float gently across our country, I mean, is anybody buying this? I'm not really buying this for some reason. I don't know. I don't know. I think we made that balloon. That's my guess. Okay, but thankfully we have Joe Biden to save us. He had the military shoot it down, so we're safe. Thanks, Joe Biden. Thank you for shooting down the balloon that you probably put up there. I just don't buy it. I don't think that's a Chinese balloon. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's just, I don't know. None of this made any sense to me whatsoever. When I saw the balloon, how big it was, I assumed it was filled with vaccine. Like it's the new vaccine. Chinese are bringing us the new vaccine, and that's just their transport. That's what they should have done, actually. They should have filled that thing up with the vials of vaccine. I said, well, you shot it down? You didn't shoot that down, did you? That was the new COVID vaccine. We're sending you the new COVID vaccine. Well, good luck now. That was the cure for COVID. But COVID's over. Did you hear that? COVID is over. Let's see. They set a date. What was the date? They put this press release out on May 11th. May 11th, COVID is over. The Biden administration has announced that COVID is over.
Are you kidding me?
Not now. It's still an emergency now. It's very much an emergency right now. And will be an emergency up until May 11th. At what time? They don't say on here what time on May 11th. But May 11th, COVID's over. Can't wait. Probably around noon. They didn't really specify, but I would say consider COVID no longer an emergency around noon on May 11th. That's the date. The magic day that our Lord and Savior Joe Biden has pulled out of his 80-year-old ass. So mark your calendars and get ready to throw your masks away. You hear that, COVID? You have until May 11th to do your bidding. But then you're done. And all the healthcare workers that were fired for not getting the COVID vaccination will get their jobs back? No, that is not true. They're still going to be shit canned. That's fine. They have to learn subordinates. It's going to be great. But I think what Joe Biden should do is come out on May 11th and say, you know what? I've been looking at the data and I've been talking to these experts at the CDC. It looks like COVID is going to need another day or two. Sorry, everybody. I know I said May 11th, but now we're looking at like probably May 14th, May 15th, to be honest. No more than 2 weeks. But, you know, probably two more weeks of COVID. It ain't over yet, but we're close, guys. Whatever happened to monkeypox? What happened to monkeys? They ran it up the flagpole and no one would salute? What happened? It didn't have the sizzle. You need something with sizzle. COVID had sizzle. COVID had it. COVID was sexy. But, you know, I'm trying to get this car fixed for this neighbor across the street. Let's see if this works. Who is it?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is...
Okay, well, I was speaking to someone. I thought I was talking to Donnie. Over there. Hello?
Hello? Yep.
Hi, I'm looking for a condenser. And I believe I was talking to Donnie earlier, but that's fine. It's a 2006 minivan, Town and Country. It's a piece of shit. I'm fixing it for my lady across the street here. Hey, do you ever do one?
I have not done one on a Town and Country before.
But you've done one in the past, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was. I'm looking it up. It's very complicated. I'm probably in over my head. But I want to get a price on it. Tell you the truth, if I get this fixed, this lady across the street, I'm doing this because if she said that she, if I get it fixed, she'll give me a blowjob. Hello?
Hello, yep.
Yes, so that's what I'm trying to get this done, but I'm not working right now, so I figured, fuck it, I'll try.
And then is this, you said condenser?
Yes, sir. Is it a big job? Is it a hard job? Can you give me some kind of insight here? What are we doing?
You're talking the AC condenser, correct?
Yeah. It's the only condenser on the car, Ronnie, as far as I know, unless you know it's something different. But I'd like to get this done by the end of the day, if possible.
Yeah, because it looks like our AC condenser, we don't have on hand for that Town and Country. We could order it. It would be here tomorrow morning. It'd be $218.99.
$200 and...
You do have R134A in there, so you would have to find a way to dispose of that properly.
All right. Well, I might be in over my head if it's going to be that much. I don't know if that's going to be worth a damn blowjob. So,
personally, I would recommend having her just take it to a shop.
What would you recommend?
I would just have her take it to a shop.
Fuck that. I've done work for her in the past, and I get it figured out one way or the other. I'll get this figured out one way or the other. You know, I did the tie rods for her. You ever do tie rods?
Yep.
That's a lot easier than this, it looks like.
Oh, yes. Yep, a lot easier.
Do you ever do the ball joints?
Not on a town and country, but I've done ball joints before.
Struts?
Yep.
Yep. That's more my that's about my line of work right there. That's what I can do. I'm not really into all this air conditioning stuff, but I'm going to see what I can do. By the time I get all these parts together, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. I'm going to add this up and see if it's going to be worth it. But I suppose it'll be worth it if she's going to give me a blowjob, I guess. I don't know. See what happens. Hey, it's rough all over. It's rough all over. But thanks, Reggie.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks. See, no one will ever correct you when you call them the wrong name. You can call them any name you want. They don't care. Call me whatever you want. Call me Reggie. Whatever. But what if you were lactose intolerant? Some people are lactose intolerant. That's not a good... You need something. You got to drink some kind of calcium.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, who is this?
This is...
Oh. I'm lactose intolerant. Do you guys sell goat's milk?
We do.
Now, would that help me if I'm lactose intolerant? I'm reading online here.
Yeah, I mean, goat milk is easier to digest. It's what, I mean, I have a son who's also lactose intolerant, and he tolerates that one pretty well.
I'm looking online, and it's almond milk. I'm reading about the most nutritious milks here. Almond milk? You have that?
Yeah, we carry that one. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Breast milk. You can't buy breast milk. No. You know where I can get breast milk?
I know there's various, like, online sites that you can order it.
Really? Well, I'm just looking for something to put over my Cheerios in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm really in a pickle here. I love milk, but I can't drink it, you know? What do you do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink milk just because I think it's disgusting. So I drink oat milk or almond milk.
Okay.
I've always done that. And you can get almond milk that's fortified with D3.
I've never tried almond milk because I'm afraid, but...
It's not bad. It's a little bit. I mean, if you're used to traditional milk, it's a little bit waterier.
I'm afraid of that shit.
You get used to it.
No, I'm not going to try almond milk. It sounds gross. I'd like to get my hands on some of that breast milk. I'm thinking maybe Craigslist.
Yeah.
You don't think the breast milk thing's a good idea, probably.
I mean, the only thing I'd be worried about that is making sure you get it from a proper source.
Yeah, well, God, it's really tough to find breast milk that people are willing to part with. But, you sure you don't have any there, huh?
I don't believe so. I've never seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just asking. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye.